We welcome everybody this morning on behalf of Wanda's family and the people of First Presbyterian Church here in Post. You know, we often start events like this with some sort of narrative rundown of a loved one's legacy. You know, names and dates and events. Who and whose, they take up about 4 column inches in your garden variety newspaper. Wanda's legacy doesn't make it into 4 column inches. Wanda Mitchell was the matriarch of an amazing family I've known for almost 20 years. An amazing family that always seems about a 10-second countdown out from ignition. I think about that now when the countdown literally reached zero at Megan and Michael's wedding. The minister and the priest had to put out the fire. I'm not kidding. Ask someone who was there if you don't know the details. And I've always thought that Leah arriving a few months later with that flaming red hair was both an intriguing metaphor and fair warning. This bunch has a lot of energy, has a lot of fun. We call them by name and are gratefully certain that the apples did not fall far from the tree. And we're lucky, Kim and Rich. Macy, Russ, Leah, Luke, Megan, Michael, Matthew, Jacob, and Mitchell and Lauren, Kelly, David, Dylan, Hillary, Pat, Allison, Mache, Matt, Sutton, Sully. You are the keepers of the flame. We begin by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and in communion with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Our God of grace and glory, we remember and honor Wanda today, and we thank you for giving her to us to know and to love. By your compassionate presence, console us in our mourning, inspire us in the confidence of a certain faith, the comfort of a holy hope, and the peace which passes all understanding through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have scripture and comment.
I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will watch your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We meet today begrudgingly to celebrate the grand, colorful, and never boring life of Wanda Mitchell, and to officially give this tender-hearted, hard-headed, fun-loving, and cantankerous soul back to you, O God. While it has been difficult to accept that Wanda's health went from bad to worse when she went to the hospital in May for knee replacement surgery, we know that life was never the same for her after Mike died. And in recent months, our ever-feisty Wanda has become more frail and fragile. Wanda would not have grown old gracefully. And on this day, we are thankful that she was able to live life fully and passionately and always on her terms. When it became clear that all of her medical options had been depleted and her body could no longer sustain life as she knew and loved, Wanda made it crystal clear to all of us that she was not afraid to die. She wanted the ventilator removed and the chance to go to her beloved home to die in peace with her family at her side. From her years of going to Las Vegas and having great fun gambling, Wanda truly knew when to hold and when to fold. The phrase, "God broke the mold when Wanda was born," probably has never been more accurate. Wanda was an only child, and she came from a long line of very strong, capable, and determined women. When I visited with the many friends who sat vigil at her home these last few weeks and reminisced about Wanda over cocktails and with tears and great laughter, it became obvious that I would be somewhat limited in what I would actually be able to share in public about her many interesting escapades and opinions. Wanda's childhood friend, Judy Jackson, probably knows most of her secrets and told us about the time Wanda and Judy caught the woman who owned the local drugstore with a man who was not her husband on a country road, and they never again had to buy another malt when they went to the drugstore in Stamford. Wanda and Mike had a wonderful, exciting, and adventurous life together, and I was told that Wanda was crazy about Mike Mitchell from the very first time she met him. Legend has it that they were both at a dance, go figure, and Mike was with another girl, and they had gone to Mike's car, and Wanda followed them and opened the car door, I'm sure at a very timely moment, and asked the young woman, "What are you doing with my husband?" After Mike got over this shock, they began dating while Wanda was still in high school and also dating another young man, a football star from Abilene. Wanda had some explaining to do one night when Mike inadvertently picked up this young man who was hitchhiking to Stamford. As they were visiting, Mike asked him where he wanted to be taken, and the young man said, "Oh, you can drop me off at my girlfriend's house." One of the wonderful things about Wanda was that you never had to wonder what she was thinking or how she was feeling, and we always knew just where we stood with her at any given time. Depending on the situation, she could embrace you with affection and frivolity or rip you a new one if necessary. Wanda was loving, kind, and life-affirming, and she never met a stranger. Wanda opened her heart and home to many of us through the years, and in her embrace, you experienced much laughter, comfort, and care. A few days before Wanda died, I visited her, and she was mumbling to herself and not very coherent. I sat beside her and told her I had heard she had been talking to her beloved mother, and I told her I believed that all of her loved ones on the other side would be waiting for her with open arms when she was ready to go and when God decided he was finally ready to have her. Wanda winked at me as her hired caregiver gasped. On this day, we celebrate with God and the host of saints surrounding all of us that Wanda is now safe at home with her loved ones, and that our lives are richer and filled with greater joy because of Wanda's fun-loving, mischievous presence and spunky spirit. Thank you, God, for the gift of Wanda Mitchell and for reminding us always to live with passion, love, faith, and great laughter. Let us pray. God of life, death, and resurrection, we gather today to give you thanks for Wanda, for the gift of her life, and for the many ways her unique, fun-loving, and compassionate presence will continue to give us much life and love, as well as wisdom, memories, and many smiles. We ask that you would be with her family and friends in this time of grief. Offer comfort, strength, peace, love, and hope in ways that continue to affirm life and nurture faith. But we feel more than loss and sadness on this day. We realize that our hearts are also filled with an essence of life we would not now have without our having loved and been loved by Wanda. We are grateful for the values, insights, fun, and faith we have received from being a part of her life. Thank you, God, for the gift of Wanda and for blessing us through her. As we go from this place, may our sadness and grief be touched by a sense of the joy she had for life, for people, and for you, O Lord. May we be blessed by the remembrances we will always have. And like Wanda, may we be open to the adventure of life and the joy of the journey. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives us life in this world and in the next, let us now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I need to introduce the congregational hymn, but I'm still thinking about free malts for life. How much better does it get than that? Let's sing hymn number 649, which is Amazing Grace, hymns stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Hymn 649. Gospel according to St. John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Place prepared. The hospital and the hospice folks worked very hard at preparing a place to which Wanda could come home, a place to which she directed them to prepare. I'd only been in Texas about a month or two when I learned I had a place in Wanda's home. Larry or somebody from Wanda's family would tell me on the way out of church, "Nana's cooking roast." And I knew that meant get yourself a plate. There was a place at the table, a table around which was much laughter, a few lies, stories and plans, memories and honors conveyed and celebrated. One Sunday in particular, I will never forget, there was a recounting and debriefing of what I thought then and still think was the most complicated and elegantly executed prank I have ever witnessed. It involved the front page of the Post-Dispatch on Wanda's 60th birthday, the boss of the town, and the most unflattering picture I have ever seen. Charles had given her that name, and a lot of people that day were grabbing their own backsides because everybody but Wanda knew There was only a few copies of that in circulation, expertly edited by her loving family, and not without consequence. You know, you may have had a place at the table, but you could get your plate broke. Ask the professor who awarded Macy the second highest grade in an honors seminar by 1 point. But here's the deal. Whether literally or metaphorically, if you got a sack full of broken plate from Wanda, and she was tough enough to let you know when she thought you had that coming, there was always a tube of glue at the bottom of the bag. Always. Not easy to find always or easy to use, but what a sweet relief it is when Humpty Dumpty comes back together. You could always mend your plate, and you still can. I will always know Wanda in my heart as one of life's genuine characters because she was such a multifaceted character with so much to her. Her legacy that comes through now, I think, the multifaceted characters of her sons and daughters. Wanda was uncommonly generous with her time and space. If they were home, the door was open and you were welcome. People found strangers in their inner house. Which makes me think of Sully a little bit. Weather forced me one time to miss the last connection home from Dallas a long time ago, and there was no room at the inn. But Sully, who I'd met once, if that, offered me safe refuge, breakfast, and a ride to the airport the next morning to come home. How like Wanda. She had a soft spot in her heart for people in trouble. And I can't count the times Wanda brought food for homebound friends when they were ill or anyone otherwise in need, which makes me think of Kelly. Among my most vivid memories of my early days in post involves Kelly gently caring for Brian Williams at the end of his life. She knew the routine for using oxygen, and she checked in and checked on and gently tended to Brian until quite literally the last moments of his life. How like Wanda. We had an inside joke. She was the original church lady. So much unlike the Saturday Night Live character that it was ironically real. She prepared the Sunday bulletin, among many other things, and my job was, all I had to do was give her the scripture reading and the title of the sermon by Wednesday. Or the phone rang, and the phone rang a lot. Wanda was organized and dependable. And faithful. And loved to dance. She was determined to dance at Miche's wedding, and I'm told she did. And throughout her life, she did so a lot. She never needed a reason to start a party, turn on the music, mix a drink, and start the dancing. Wanda, the church lady, who loved to dance. Because they are two sides of the same coin. They really are. I think it was a party that Rex threw for Joe and AC, and I've forgotten the occasion. I expect the occasion was just the party. In any case, I have the clearest memory of Kim and Pat dancing. Dancing together. Organized and dependable and fun-loving and carefree. How like Wanda. We were lucky to have her. Mike especially. They kept each other, they kept after each other, and in these last days I'm given to understand they've been back in touch, and I believe it. Imagine the homecoming. Mike leading the pack of all the saints in her life. Imagine. All the fixings for vodka tonic. A clipboard with a list of things to do. Some dancing shoes. Stiletto. And a meat thermometer. A place prepared. A place prepared for Wanda. Safe at home. Amen. I want to ask Mike to sing us Wanda's theme song, I'm told.
So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say clear, state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled deep, tend every highway. But more, much more than this, I did my regrets. I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through. Without exemption, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did my way. Is there a time I should use when I did all more than I could choose? Through it all, there was doubt. I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, I stood tall, and did it my way. I loved, I laughed and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. Vain, I did all that, and might I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me, I did it my way. Was a man for every gallon? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who knew. The record shows I did the road and did it my way. The record shows I did the road and did it my way.
One time Wanda was half coming apart with excitement. She told me she'd had tickets to see George Strait. And I said, who's that? She looked at me like I couldn't find up with a rocket. But I checked him out, and I have come to the conclusion that Amarillo Highway is a metaphor for making it safely home. These are the words that describe, I think, Wanda's journey through the Amarillo Highway safely home. They're words that are on a plaque that are over the kitchen door, the one you go through with the vodka tonic in your hand to sit on the couch. And these are the words that become today's benedictions to honor Wanda. Live like this. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive, well-preserved body, but rather skid in sideways, chocolate in one hand and martini in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out and screaming, woohoo, what a ride! May the God of all grace bless and keep us as we go in peace. Amen.